Here at Gloria James Civetto, we pride ourselves with meeting our clients' needs and giving you advice you can trust. We understand that every case is different, and we look to solve legal issues in a practical way that works for your circumstances. Welcome to the Singapore Divorce Podcast, a series of podcasts that deal with the questions most commonly asked by our clients on various issues related to family law. Today with us, we have head lawyer Gloria James Civetto and senior lawyer Yvonne Shelkis-Sweeney. Our topic today is child custody issues. Now, a divorce can be messy, and the ones usually who suffer the most are the children who get caught in between all of this. So let's dive straight into the first question. Now, when a couple go through the divorce process, how is child custody determined?
Well, the court has to focus on specific headings of custody, care and control, and access. And when the court determines this issue, it's always guided by the welfare principle, meaning that the interest of the child is always paramount.
All right, so what are the different types of child custody? Can you explain that?
There are four different types of custody orders. The first one, for sole custody, the custodial parent will make the major decisions without agreement of the other parent.
Oh.
For the second one, it's joint custody. Both parents must make major decisions for the child jointly. In the absence of any agreement, either the parent can apply to court to determine any disputed issues. For the third one, it's rather unique. It is a hybrid order. The custodial parent must consult or even obtain the consent of the non-custodial parent when making decisions, for example, schooling, which course in the school to take. And the last one, which is a split custody order, where custody of the siblings are split between parents. As a general rule, the court, the family court, does not like to split siblings because they are their safety network.
All right, so how is this determined if there's going to be a sole, a joint, or a hybrid sort of custody? What's the process behind this?
The default position is that the court usually awards joint custody to both parents, as they want both parents to have an equal say in the major decisions in a child's life, to have basic co-parenting in place.
So what about care and control?
This, John, I must say, is a hotly contested area because each parent who files for custody case, they want to have sole care and control of the child. They wouldn't want the other parent to have the child at all. And typically, the care and control orders that the court can make would be usually sole care and control because they want to have the child having a consistency in their life. So one parent should be responsible for the day-to-day affairs of the child, the care bringing. Another aspect of care and control is the concept of shared care and control, where both parents are involved in the child's day-to-day upbringing. And the both parents would basically share the week in the child's life.
So would that mean one parent would have the child for the week and then another parent for the weekend? Is that usually typically it?
That is typically. There are also cases where one parent will have 4 nights and the other parent will have 3 nights of the week.
All right. Okay. So how about access? Can you tell me more about that?
If one parent is given sole care and control, the other parent would be entitled to have access. And access can be a weekend access, it can be alternate weekend access, and that parent can also have weekday access.
So it's not so much shared parenting anymore. This person who has access, it's a different thing altogether, right?
Depending on the nature of the case itself, you can have what is very commonly known as is the reasonable access, where you have a fixed time. And alternatively, if parties can agree and are very flexible, they can enter into this, what we call a liberal access arrangement.
Okay, so how about the welfare principle of the child? Can we talk about that?
When the custody or upbringing of a child is in question, the court is asked to regard the welfare of the child as the first and paramount consideration. And in order for the courts to consider this, the courts will be exploring what is the best interest principle. So the courts will have to take into consideration the following: what would be the benefits to the children of having a meaningful relationship with both parents, the need to protect the child from physical or psychological harm, and who would be a better parent to take care of the child, what is the child's ongoing relationship with his external family, that would be the grandparents and other relatives, and who is there on a day-to-day basis that is able to take care of the child and provide the needs of the child. So these would be what we call the welfare principles in determining who should be having custody of the child.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this. How about extended family members like grandparents? Are they allowed by law to see their grandchildren?
Not by law, but what happens is if the grandparent is very involved in the child's day-to-day activities, example, a grandparent will be fetching the child from school or taking the child to school or bringing the child, you know, for tuitions and taking care of the child during the daytime.
Yeah.
If the grandparent continues to play a part in the day-to-day care arrangements of the child, the court is likely to favour the grandparent continuing to have this role in the child's life by suggesting that the father or the mother can continue to have care and control of the child with the grandparent being the backup.
So it can be arranged in such a way then, yeah?
Yes.
All right, so let's go into this one. What are the myths of child custody? I'm sure there are a few that we can bust here today.
Number one, I would say, is the top one, is if the child is below 7 years old, it goes to the mother.
Right. And you think that as well, won't you? Yeah.
Yes. And number two would be if you committed adultery, it means that you're not a fit parent to take care of the child.
Really? So it's not a given that if you're the cheating spouse, the care of the child goes to the other parent who's not cheated. Yes?
No, it's not.
Well, I just assume that would be the case. Well, okay. Anything else that you can share with us?
I had a very interesting case before where the mother's sexual preference changed.
Right.
So the father went on a battle, custody battle. Basically, he feels that the mother won't be a fit person to take care of the child.
All right.
And end of the day, after 6 months of court battle, the court had a custody evaluation report called for. And despite the change in the mother's sexual preference, mother was deemed to be the better parent in caring for the kids.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. That really goes to show that if you can prove something, you know, you can make things go your way. You never know, I guess, yeah?
Yes.
All right, so final question here is, how much say does the child have in deciding custody?
It depends on the child's views. The court will take into account the child's views if the child has the age of awareness. And the age of awareness is a rather subjective one. It depends on the maturity of the child. Sometimes a child representative will be appointed so as to act as the voice of the child. The child representative will interview the child extensively and get a report done so as to assist the court in determining which is the better parent to have care and control.
So generally, the child does have a significant role in deciding which parent he or she wants to go to, right?
Yes, the child has a very significant voice and the court does listen to the child.
All right, that's just about it. Thank you very much once again, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this has given you a better understanding of the issues you may have had pertaining to the topic. For further questions, please feel free to contact us. Contact details can be found at our website at gjclaw.com.sg.